welcome you to Refreshed with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refreshed is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Hello, Brevard County, and we want to thank you for tuning in today. We are celebrating the week leading up to Resurrection Sunday. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, where we celebrate the triumphal entry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that he not only made a triumphal entry into Jerusalem that day, but I'm thankful he makes a triumphal entry into the hearts and lives of believers. And I'm also thankful for that triumphal procession that he always leads his saints in. And so, praise God. Today on the Refresh Radio broadcast, we want to tell you a little bit of why we do what we do on Good Friday. It's not because we're legalistic about it. It's just that God birthed this in my spirit. I was doing a sermon series on honor several years ago, and when I was doing this, all of a sudden I saw a truth in the Word of God, and I said, you know what? I believe that God is causing that to be more than just words on a page, and we did this the first time. We didn't do it around the Easter season. We actually had an all-night prayer meeting during the month of December, and what happened was it was absolutely glorious. And then we had another one a year later, and so this will be our third night of honor is what we call it, and that is coming up this Friday night, beginning at 10 o'clock and going until 6 a.m. the next morning. I believe that it's very important for us to prepare ourselves spiritually for the work that God has for us. I love Resurrection Sunday. It is one of my favorite days. We have some things that go on just in our personal home. You know, all of my kids are now adults. They're grown, but things that we started when they were just children, things that my wife started. She is just a wonderful wife, a wonderful mother. And she did everything that she could to make Resurrection Day something special for the kids. And so even to this day, though they're adults, one's married, to this day, that's still, you know, those things, those traditions that were started decades ago, they still look forward to those because they know how important it's been to them in years gone by. So coming up tonight at 7 p.m. is going to be our Women of Worth meeting. That will be at the church sanctuary or in the fellowship hall, it's right next door, 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. That begins at 7 p.m. Ladies, we want to invite you out to that, and also bring a friend and bring a snack to share. It's a wonderful time to get together and have fellowship with other ladies. Ladies are able to understand what one another is going through, and we are thankful God's called you to be more than just house cleaning agencies. He's called you to be more than cooks. He's called you to be servants of the Most High God. God values and appreciates women, and we want to thank each and every one of you for being the woman of God that you are. So that's coming up this week. We do want to invite you out to our Wednesday night service. We have a special service that is coming up this week. Next week, a week from this Wednesday, not this Wednesday, but a week from this Wednesday, we launch our vintage daytime service. It'll meet at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, 11 a.m. on Wednesday. So we want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. Also, this coming Sunday is going to be Resurrection Day, and we'll have something special for the kids during Children's Church. I'll be presenting another message that God has laid upon my heart. I am so excited about the word that God has laid upon my heart for that day. After service, there's going to be a special thing for the kids with a presentation of the gospel on a level that they can understand. If you have children that you'd just like to see blessed that day, and you would like to for them to have a presentation of who Jesus is and what he has done for them, if you would like to make sure that they're trained in the things of the Lord from the very earliest age, we want to invite you to Merit Assembly of God this coming Sunday at 10:30. We'll conclude the services that day with a time of sandwiches and picnic food. So everybody's welcome to come. We hope that if you haven't been able to put a face with the voice that you hear here on the Refresh Radio broadcast, hopefully you'll come out and check out Merit Assembly of God Easter Sunday. We are going to celebrate our risen Savior who has triumphed over death, hell, and the grave. And so today, I want you to turn in your scriptures to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. This goes all the way back to Passover, and it talks about what was getting ready to take place. I want you to know that the thing that this Passover and resurrection season, what they indicate is that it doesn't take God but just a moment in time to bring you from bondage to deliverance. And I pray that during this week that God is going to set you free to walk in liberty. Let me take you to Exodus chapter 12. I'm just going to begin reading in verse number 1. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, 'This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house taken, and according to the number of the persons, according to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh of that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire, and thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance.'" I'm just going to stop reading right there for just a moment. And so here, I love this about God. I love that God announces what he's going to do, and there's not anything at all that the devil can do to stop it. I want you to see that when God instituted Passover, it was his creation. It was not man's. He said there needed to be a lamb that was sacrificed, and that the blood was to cover the door, the doorpost, the lintel of the house where they were in, that they were to partake. What they were supposed to do, they were supposed to eat of that lamb that had been sacrificed. It was to be part of their innermost being. Jesus is not looking for a superficial relationship with you and I. He's not looking, you know, I tell people all the time, he's not looking for a one-night stand or even a one-night-a-week stand. Jesus is looking for a covenant relationship where we and he are walking in life together in a committed covenant relationship where everything I have belongs to God. Let me just define covenant for you in case that's a term you're not familiar with. What that means is everything I have belongs to God, and also everything that God has belongs to me. Now, just from a simple observation standpoint, who do you think got the better end of that deal? I believe it was me. And that's the same type of relationship that God wants to walk in all of us. You see, what was happening was Pharaoh had all the confidence in his gods. It says here in verse number 12, Exodus 12:12, that God was executing judgment against all the gods of Egypt. He was triumphing over all of the gods of the enemy. And so even though Egypt was the most powerful nation on the earth at the time, God said, their gods are no match for me. And so he told the people what to do. And he said, as you partake of this, now I want you to get this down in your spirit here as we're listening this morning. He said, as you partake of this, there's a special way that I want you to eat it. You shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, so you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. And what God was telling them is during this time of year, when you are celebrating this Passover, especially this first Passover, this initial one, you need to be ready. Things are getting ready to happen, and you need to be ready to go forth in victory. You need to be ready to go forth in liberty, because God is getting ready to set you free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. So here we are on Monday, and as we are preparing for this week, I pray that you are ready to embark on the journey where God is going to bring you out of captivity and bring you into that land of promise. God is not only able to deliver from, he is able to deliver to. He wants to deliver you and I from all of the gods of Egypt. He wants to deliver us from all of those sins that have bound us, all of those chains that have kept us captive. But he also wants to deliver us to that inheritance, to the promise that he has for us. God is not a God who's going to do something halfway. He is going to bring it to reality. And so that's what God said was going to happen. He said, when the blood has been applied, a lot of people get offended when we start talking about blood, but I'm here to tell you, I'm not sharing this out of a gore factor. I'm sharing it out of faith. The blood of Jesus was what was required to have my sins and your sins washed away. You see, the reason that it had to be his blood was because he did not sin. He was the spotless lamb. He didn't die. That lamb that was slain in ancient Passover, that lamb had not done anything wrong, but he died so that the sins of the Israelites would be covered up for a year. And I talked about, you know, the covering up aspect versus the cleansing aspect in one of last week's programs. Jesus didn't commit a sin. He conducted himself in a manner to fulfill all the law and the prophets. And so when he went to the cross, it was my sin and your sin that was laid upon him. I've told you on this radio broadcast before that one of the things that I do whenever I get to feeling whiny or feel like life is not being fair is I like to watch the Passion of the Christ, because it puts in front of my face one more time. Listen, it's not the gore. That's not it. It's not the blood or the over the top drama. If anything, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was really worse than what Mel Gibson portrayed it in that movie. But when I see just that dramatization of what Jesus Christ went through, and it was necessary for my sins to be forgiven, it takes me out of the whine and the complain mode and puts me back onto the path of gratitude. So he says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Let me tell you this little secret, and that is this. If God wanted us dead, he wouldn't have to do anything. All he would have to do is withdraw, and we would die. The very fact that the Holy Spirit still deals with people in their sin is proof that Jesus Christ loves you, and he doesn't want you to live in eternity without him. He wants you to have a relationship with him and have everlasting life. Let me take you back to verse number 15. It goes on and it starts talking about the sacrifice and all of that. Drop down to verse number 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb, and you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your house to strike you. Wow. That is a tremendous, tremendous passage of scripture. When I hear that verse, it takes me to Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 11. And it says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Here, God told the children of Israel, he said, when I see the blood on the doorpost, that I will not allow the destroyer to come in to your dwelling. Verse number 23, and the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. Thank God for his protection. Thank God, what a mighty fortress we serve. There is a distinction. God made a distinction in Egypt between the children of covenant and those who were oppressing them. I want you to know that God will do the same for you as well. He is your shield, your fortress, your exceeding great reward. And verse 24, and you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? That you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, and so they did. Parents, it is our responsibility to communicate to our kids what God has done. It's important for us to communicate not just the event, but the meaning behind it. You and I need to be able to give an account for the things that we believe. And so I pray that your kids will know your testimony. I pray that they will know what God has done and that they will experience it firsthand for themselves. Verse 29 talks about the reality of what happened, and it says, "And it came to pass at midnight, the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Then he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, 'Rise, go out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone and bless me also.' And the Egyptians urged the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, 'We shall all be dead.' So the people took their dough before it was leavened, having their kneading bowls bound up in their cloths on their shoulders. Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians." When you and I are walking in obedience to the Lord, I'm telling you that this Monday, you are on the verge of spiritual breakthrough. You can be on the verge of God setting you free in a victorious manner, and He is going to send you out not as a pauper, but He is going to send you out blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored. Verse number 37, "Then the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides children, a mixed multitude, went up with them also, and flocks and herds and a great deal of livestock, and they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were driven out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared provisions for themselves." You know what? When they embarked on their journey, they weren't prepared for the journey, but God was going to meet them. If you are here and God's speaking to you, He could be speaking to you about a complete and total life transformation. And the question that is going through you is, how am I going to survive? And I just want you to know that the God who delivered you is able to bring miraculous provision so that you are going to be successful. God is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord provides. Verse 40. "Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generations." And so I want you to know that as you're listening today, God knows every detail about what has gone on in your life. He knows how you got into captivity. He knows when it started. He knows about all of the suffering and the pain and the heartache. He knows all about that. But He also knows that it's time for you to be set free. It is time for you to walk as a child of God, to walk in the covenantal provision that God has made for you. And so He told the people of Israel, He said, this night, this Passover night, you weren't prepared for it. You knew it was coming, but you still weren't as prepared as what you thought you would be. But this is to be a night of solemn observance. In the translation, one of the translations that I had said, it is to be a night where the children of Israel honor me. That's why we're meeting this Friday night, because God has set us free from our sins. We don't do it because we have to fulfill some sort of religious ritual prescribed in the Old Testament. That's not what we're doing. We're doing it because we have a Savior who came and delivered us from the bondage that we were in. We do it because he is provided for us in a miraculous way, and we just want to honor Him on that particular night. how long has it been since you told God thank you for forgiving you your sins? How long has it been since you've told him thank you for giving him his word so that you could hide it in your heart that you might not sin against him? How long has it been since you've thanked him for the health that he's provided you in your body? How long has it been since you've thanked him for the job that you have, for the air that you have in your lungs? How long has it been since you thanked him for the church that is filled with other believers who are there to build you up in your most holy faith? How long has it been since you thanked him for the gifts that he's given you so that you can be a blessing to other people? How long has it been since you thanked him for your pastor, thanked him for the radio station and for the television stations that bring the word of God across the airwaves, for the internet that brings the word of God right to your smartphone? I'm here to tell you that God has been better to us than we deserve. First person I ever heard say that was Dave Ramsey. And I was like, wow, I really like that, because God has been better to me than I deserve. I'll never forget, a few years ago, I was by myself someplace, and God said, wow, I have been really, really good to you. Now, listen, my life was far from perfect. And you know, there were several challenges going on, but God spoke this to me. He said, wow, I've been really, really good to you, haven't I? And you know what I said? You know what, God? You have been exceptionally good to me. I pray that this resurrection season, that you will find time, you will make time to honor God and remember that he set you free. The enemy, if he had had his way, he would have destroyed you already. He would have destroyed your marriage. He would have destroyed your health. He would have destroyed your family. But God, in his miraculous mercy, has intervened. God has spared you from the destroyer. And I believe that we as a body of Christ should be a very thankful people and spend at least some time honoring him. We want to invite you to our Women of Worth meeting tonight at 7. Come out if you can be a part of that. We have a very special Wednesday night service. It's our last Wednesday night service before we transition to our vintage services on the 23rd of April. If you can join us for Resurrection Sunday services, we want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. And also, if you're available Friday night between 10 and 6 a.m., 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., come join us for a night where we honor our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He just didn't cover our sins for a season. His blood washed them away, and I'm a thankful man today. We will see you tomorrow here on the Refresh broadcast. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be